Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading, I Used to Trick Myself to Sleep, and Now Something is Playing Along, by Emotional String 7170, from Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story. Let's get started. When I was a kid, I had a trick to help me fall asleep quicker. I don't know where the idea came from, but I would imagine something waiting for me in the darkness. A ghost, a presence. Something unseen but undeniably there. I made a rule that it could only exist if I opened my eyes. As long as I kept them shut, I was safe. The false fear worked. I would squeeze my eyes shut so tightly that my mind, desperate to escape the tension, would slip into sleep within minutes. It became a habit, a weird, comforting habit. Then I grew up. At some point, sleep became easy, natural. I no longer needed tricks or rituals to drift off. My childhood fear faded, buried beneath schoolwork, responsibilities, and the natural passage of time. Until last month. It started with stress-induced insomnia. Work had been relentless, and I had been consuming more caffeine than usual. At night, I would lay in bed, staring at the ceiling, my thoughts running in endless circles. And then, out of nowhere, I remembered my old trick. That old, silly trick. I close my eyes. There's something in the room. It's waiting. If you open your eyes, it'll be there. And just like that, when I was a kid, it worked. An uneasy pressure settled in my chest, but it was familiar. My body tensed, my breathing slowed, and soon I drifted off. But minutes after, something happened. I woke up suddenly to a sound, a soft creak. The room was dark, silent. My body was frozen in that half-asleep state, my mind groggy and confused. My brain tried to rationalize the noise, probably the house settling or the wind outside. I closed my eyes again, forcing myself back into the safety of sleep. But then I remembered. I had pretended something was in my room, and now I wasn't sure if I was pretending anymore. I stayed perfectly still. Another creak, closer this time. A floorboard shifting, underweight. I held my breath. It's nothing, just your imagination. Then I heard a slow, deliberate exhale, right next to my bed. A warm breath ghosted over my cheek. My entire body clenched beneath the covers, my fists curled tight, my nails digging into my palms. My instincts screamed at me to move, to look, but I knew better. I had trained for this. If I don't open my eyes, it's not real. The breathing continued, slow, deep. Almost animal. I focused on my own breath, forcing it to stay steady. My heart pounded so hard I swore the thing beside me could hear it. I wanted to flinch, to pull the blankets over my face, to run, but I knew the rules. Then something shifted beside me. The bed dipped. It was on my mattress. I bit my tongue so hard I tasted blood. It hovered, close enough that I swore I could feel it watching me, waiting. And then it leaned in. A whisper of movement, the rustle of fabric, the sensation of something brushing against the air near my skin. I wanted to scream. I wanted to bolt from the bed, throw open the door and flee into the hallway. But I stayed. I clenched my teeth, locked my muscles in place, and squeezed my eyes shut until my skull ached. If I don't open my eyes, it's not real. I stayed like that until morning, my body locked in a state of rigid terror. I fell asleep. After a few hours that felt like forever, sunlight hit my face, warm and safe. The distant sound of birds chirping reached my ears. Slowly, carefully, I pried my eyes open. The room was empty. I won. I exhaled a shaky breath. My limbs were stiff, my muscles sore from staying so tense for so long. I pushed myself upright, rubbing at my face, willing away the remnants of the nightmare. Then I saw it. An indentation on the bed, right beside me. My stomach lurched. My skin crawled with an icy dread. I reached out hesitantly, pressing my palm to the spot. The mattress was still slightly warm. I jerked my hand back. I spent the rest of the day convincing myself it was a dream. Sleep paralysis, maybe. My mind playing tricks on me, blending old childhood fears with exhaustion. By nightfall, I was able to convince myself that it was my imagination. So I crawled into bed, pulling the blankets up to my chin. I turned off the lamp, I was safe. The silence settled around me like a blanket. The house was quiet, still. I closed my eyes. Then, just as sleep was about to claim me, I heard a whisper from under the bed. "Welcome back." That's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed this short one. And if you did and you're on YouTube, let me know in the comments. Maybe subscribe for more and like the video to tell the algorithm that this is not hot garbage. You know the drill. If you'd like to support this channel even more wherever you are, well, there's a Patreon for that. Got a few people there that I am so thankful for your support. If you'd like to come talk with other people in the community, head on over to the Discord. Links to all these things will be in the description of this episode. So, hope you enjoyed yourself here. Take care now. Bye-bye then.